Today, August 27th, is the feast day of St. Monica, really the patron saint of moms, patron saint of wives, especially wives with difficult husbands, wives with difficult mothers-in-law, and mothers with wayward children. So St. Monica is a wonderful patron saint for all of our Catholic wives and mothers. She's been called the twofold mother of St. Augustine. She gave birth to Augustine physically, but she also helped to give birth to Augustine spiritually, supernaturally, through her prayers, her fasting, and her tears to help bring about his conversion, his born-again Catholic experience. Well, St. Monica was born of Christian parents in northern Africa in the year 332 in Tagaste, just 60 miles from Carthage. There was one incident that she recounts in one of her journals about as a young woman. She had not yet been baptized and she was working as a servant in a wealthy family's home. And whenever she would go down to the cellar to bring up the wine, she would always drink some. And over time, she began to drink more and more. On one occasion, though, somebody noticed, or somebody had said to her, "Oh, here comes the wine bibber." And she realized that it was out, her secret was out, and she realized that God gave her a wake-up call, that if she continued in this way, she'd be going down the wrong path. So she made a vow never to drink again. And she then got baptized and lived a life of exemplary holiness and virtue. Her parents arranged the marriage with a pagan named Patricius. He was a man of violent temper who was often unfaithful during their marriage, criticized her piety, her generosity to the poor, and verbally abused her throughout most of the marriage. She also had to deal with his mother, who lived with them. She was very difficult to live with, gave her another cross to carry. Her husband died in the year 371, but 1 year before his death, he converted and was baptized and accepted Christ and was brought into the arms of Holy Mother Church. They had three children during their marriage. Actually, a number of children. Most of them did not survive to childhood or to adulthood, but the three children who did survive to adulthood, she had two sons and one daughter. The daughter became a nun. Her name was Perpetua. She entered the religious life. Then Navigius, who was an exemplary son. We never hear anything about him. We only hear about the wayward son, Augustine. She was the one who prayed for Augustine, for his conversion. So Augustine was the eldest of the three children. As a young man, he was brilliant, one of the most intelligent in all of northern Africa. But he was a lover of pleasure. And at age 17, when his father died, he became a student in Carthage. And there he embraced the paganism, the Manichaeanism, the heresy, the false philosophy, began to live an immoral lifestyle. We'll talk about him more tomorrow in the feast day of St. Augustine. But focusing now on Monica, well, she was praying, of course, for Augustine. Many tears, lots of vigils of fasting and prayer. And St. Ambrose would one day tell her that a son of so many tears would not be lost. Well, at age 29, Augustine got a job teaching rhetoric in Rome, and so he was going to leave Africa and sail up to Rome. Monica said, "I'm going to go with you to make sure you get converted." And he didn't want that, so he set sail by himself a day earlier. And she found this out, so she set sail for Rome and pursued him, eventually tracked him down in Rome, and then he went up to Milan. She went up to Milan to pursue him, to follow him, and there she met St. Ambrose, who would be her knight in shining armor. He was brilliant, just like St. Augustine. And he was able to, through his homilies, his sermons, was able to help St. Augustine reject the doctrine of the Manichaeans. And Monica became a great support for St. Ambrose in his difficulties against the Arian queen Justina, who persecuted St. Ambrose. St. Monica kept prayer vigils to support the bishop, Ambrose, and helped him in his struggles to evangelize Milan. Well, in the year 386, St. Ambrose brought Augustine into the Catholic faith. Augustine was baptized at the Easter Vigil in the year 387. And eventually, they came back to Africa, and Monica's life was fulfilled. She was 55 years old. She had seen her son Augustine embrace the Catholic faith and even the priesthood, and then was chosen to be a bishop. And you can see in her, in the Office of Readings today, there was this beautiful sentence or two from St. Monica on her deathbed, where she realizes that now that Augustine was converted, she was ready to go to heaven. And she said, "Son, as far as I am concerned, nothing in this life gives me any pleasure. I do not know why I am still here, since I have no further hopes in this world. I did have one reason for wanting to live a little longer, to see you become a Catholic Christian before I died. God has lavished His gifts on me in that respect, for I know that you have even renounced earthly happiness to be His servant. So what am I doing here?" And then she said before her death, you know, Augustine was so concerned about where he was going to bury his mother, and she said, "Don't worry about where you place my body. Only one thing I ask you, that you remember me at the altar wherever you may be." So St. Monica, she suffered for 9 days before her death, and she entered heaven at the age of 55. So she prayed for 20 years for Augustine, her son. She had many crosses in her life, her husband, her mother-in-law, her son, his waywardness. But in the end, we see tremendous grace. You know, Monica, her prayers were answered far beyond her wildest dreams. She had prayed that Augustine would just settle down and get married to a good Catholic girl, and he became a celibate priest. She prayed that he would give up his errors, his heresies. He became a doctor of the church. She prayed he would return to the sacraments, and he became a priest and a bishop and one of the greatest saints in the history of the Catholic Church. So we have St. Monica as a wonderful example of patience, perseverance in prayer, and never giving up. I give you now a blessing with the relic of St. Monica, this 1,600-year-old relic of St. Monica, the mother of St. Augustine. You can venerate it after Mass in the back of church. Through the intercession of St. Monica, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.